Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Worth Every Penny is the title of Sarah Petty's book. Sarah is a 10-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of The Joy of Marketing, founder of Sarah Petty Photography. Joyofmarketing.com is the website, how you'll find all of her powerful stuff there, her content, her wisdom there. Sarah, thanks again for being here. Help us move forward.
Yeah, thanks for
Help us
me.
Focus forward to what I'm calling post-pandemic. Let's imagine that it's October, it's November 2020. It's 6 or so months from now. What do you think we need to be thinking about right now to be prepared to kick this economy, do our part to kick this economy back into gear? What do you think we should be doing now to get ready for that?
Well, I think it's going to be different for every business. Obviously, some businesses, the ones that work with retail customers, whether it's hair salons or clothing, my whole family are entrepreneurs, and so they're all suffering in different ways, from selling cars to having online retailers to having coffee shops. So everyone's doing their part to figure out what to do with, you know, helping their employees and trying to make long-term decisions. Like, this is a great opportunity to do, you know, paint and do things that you don't normally need, you know, have the time, but you also don't necessarily have the money. Mm-hmm. So I think it's sort of like Mother Nature. Mother Nature comes in and shakes the trees and limbs fall, and there is going to be fallout from this. But the strong companies are the ones that are keeping their roots strong, that are not burying their head in the sand. I love the quote, when the wind comes, you can either hide from the wind or you build a windmill.
That's right.
So pivot, build that windmill, see what you can do, see who you can serve, see how you can stay visible. It's also different as entrepreneurs because there's so much judgment out there, isn't there? Everything you post, people want to tell you. A big thing in the photography industry was the front porch sessions, where photographers would come and do your family on your front porch. And people were just saying, you know, you can still spread the virus that way. And I
had
all
goodness.
These photographers trying to make a living.
Take a pill, chill
and
pill,
so,
people. How about mind your own business?
I know. Not in social media. Not in 2020. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Everyone's free to comment.
You know
on
what? People. There's a whole lot of people on social media who need a life. They need to get a life. I'm sorry. I just... Stop me, Sarah.
No,
before I.
So we have to sharpen our sort of spidey senses, and we have to be ready to change and pivot and look for opportunities. That's what we mm-hmm. do as entrepreneurs. We solve needs. So what are
That's
the different
right.
needs? There are going to be different needs, and I love how you said you make the decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can look for an excuse, or you can get out there and hustle. And it may mean pivoting. It may mean, look how companies are making masks right now to keep their employees busy, the bigger companies. So there are
I heard about a restaurant that had was doing business in the current pandemic situation, and they've decided to keep it like this afterwards. They're making more money now than they were before. The way they're delivering food
yeah.
now is better for them, and they're making more money. And also, Sarah, this is something I think is really important. And you touched on it just now. There are going to be some opportunities revealed post-pandemic that even if they existed last December, we wouldn't have seen them. They're either going to materialize out of the mist, or they're going to be revealed that'll be brand new to us. That if we're you know, licking our wounds and with our head in the sand, as you say, and we're not paying attention, somebody else will get them. We'll miss them. Somebody's going to get them. We might as well be us, right?
It's true. And one of the sayings that I hate, it's like seeing your nose on the chalkboard, and I'm sure you'll agree, is, oh, that's just how it's done.
Yeah.
No, it's not how it's done anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Tell that to Kodak. right? Tell that
exactly, Kodak,
the Kodak filmmakers. Tell that to the New York City cab drivers, right? Tell that to Marriott when Airbnb showed up. You know, it might be how it used to be done, but it may not be how it's going to be done going forward, right?
It's true. So you can, again, you can hide from it. You can make excuses. You either have excuses or you have success. Pick one.
What are you telling them on social media to do right now? Well, give us a social media tip between now and when we have to wrap it up.
So I'm having my students make it about others. They're promoting other people. They're interviewing. They're sharing what volunteers are doing. They're showcasing local people versus talking about selling right now. People don't want to hear it. They also want to criticize. So
they're putting an S on value, aren't they? They're turning value into values.
Yes. Oh, I love that. That gave me chills. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the key. And that's the part about that's how you, if you haven't talked to a customer lately and you're a little ashamed that you haven't contacted them, that would be a great way to break the ice, would to get back in, to stop being a ghost to them, and just to call, how about just to check on them and just say, "Hey guys, how you doing?" How about that? How you doing?
Exactly.
What can I do? How can I help you? How can I help you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How can I help you? Yeah. Sarah, I need your website one more time, please.
Yep. JoyOfMarketing.com, and find me on Insta. I'm at Sarah.Petty. I love connecting with people there. I'd love to hear from your listeners there.
She's the best, as you can tell, Sarah. Hey, Sarah, thanks for 10 great years. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and thanks for the great, great information you're putting out there. It's so needed.
You're the best. Sarah Petty, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.